Ooh, I like that. A little singing from Danielle Mason. But I found that when you go online to see these things, and I think you're hearing the theme, and I'm going, well, that's great. Oh, you can't even hear the music. Is there no way we can get around that, Mr. Parsons? Is he on the phone?
I'll answer that question for you.
What was the question here,
Danielle?
Dave came in asking if we got a hug.
Oh. Well, that's a... I think here's the answer.
About no music?
We don't have licensing for the online portion of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate. I mean, we don't play a lot of music, but, you know, when the theme is playing and all of that, I feel bad that people listening in online or on the... if they go, we like it when you stream us live, but we like it when you go to the podcast at WJR.com and listen whenever you can. But you won't hear any music, as it turns out. Okay, it's a rule. I understand. As a rule, Caitlin Buss is a fabulous guest and a fabulous co-host. She did a great job with her husband. I'm trying to twist their arms into doing a podcast. I think it would be spectacular. And I think they should do it from their kitchen. And if their little kids are running around, that makes it even better. Caitlin, I do have a contact person for you to talk to help you get that set up.
Okay. Well, we'll have them over. They can become part of the family. We don't have any licensing restrictions on the kids' screen, so
that's
be good
beautiful.
Paul, am I that contact person? Are you volunteering?
You, Dave Rieger, and of course, Ray Templin. The three of you can help these people get set up to do a podcast, and I hope you will.
Sure. Just let us know when.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. That's
all good news. All right. Caitlin Buss, her regular job is deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News. She does a tremendous job with it. President Trump threatens to withhold SNAP benefits from states that don't turn over data. I got more on that. It says why it matters. More than a dozen Democrat-led states have been threatened by President Donald Trump's administration with losing federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, funding if they do not provide data about people receiving assistance. Does this presuppose, then, Caitlin, that there are no Republican-led states that have withheld this information?
I think it does. I think a good chunk of them, reading through the list, it seems like have. I think this is mostly Democratic attorneys general, that have filed these lawsuits. This is a hard one. I understand the concern about fraud and making sure this is going to the right people, and I don't think that SNAP should be treated as, you know, a sacred cow necessarily. There are human errors in that program. But this also comes off as somewhat punitive. Obviously, this is, you know, nothing new for the Trump administration and just kind of points to the fact that we rely too much on federal dollars generally. There are, you know, too many strings attached. It hampers our own independence. So that's kind of where I fall on this. You know, I don't love how Dana Nessel has dealt with the Trump administration necessarily, but I don't also love how the Trump administration is kind of holding this over them. So, there's a little bit of bad on both sides.
You shoot me down on this one, because I generally am in lockstep with you, because you're brilliant. You went to Hillsdale, a school that I greatly admire and understand how conservative they are. And that's one of the reasons I greatly admire them. And we've been there and broadcast from there, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I see nothing wrong at all with knowing exactly where my money is going. Over the years, maybe not so much anymore, but over the years, I've paid a tremendous amount in federal income taxes. And I am presuming that SNAP money is funded by us, the American people, who pay their taxes. So I see nothing wrong with trying to find out where the money's going. You and I can't go to the government and say, you know what, I could use $100,000. Can I just have it?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And I think if maybe there was a more surgical way to get that information that didn't cause such a backlash PR-wise, that would be great. So I don't think you're wrong on the principle at all. I think we should know. I think we should know where the fraud's going and make sure that the eligible people are getting what they deserve.
And I don't think it should be used against people, and we would be mm-hmm. all over that if that would happen. If you could bring the music down, Danielle, I know you're doing exactly what you're supposed to, but I need a little more time with Caitlin. And that is, I was cheering when I read your column on protecting kids from the social media cesspool. This social media has become a cesspool. I mean, we got kids out there following some latest TikTok challenge, trying to kick in people's doors. Talk about a great way to get shot dead.
It's terrible. And I have enough of it in my house, and I consider myself actually pretty strict about this kind of stuff. But if it's impacting me and my children, and we know it's impacting people who use it a lot more, look, the lawsuits keep coming on this too. And there are predators on these sites. Information's being manipulated. I'm all about the protections we can put on these sites if we can.
And we must.
Mm-hmm.
It should go without saying, but apparently it does not.
It's going to be hard. You know, it's so widespread. Like 70% of Americans are on this, you know, all day. So there's a lot for adults to do in leading that behavior, but it's going to be really important for everyone to try and change course.
Well put, as always, Caitlin Buss, Deputy Editorial Page Editor for the Detroit News. A frequent fill-in on this very program, we're proud to say. Frequent guest. And soon I hope I'll be able to announce the fabulous podcast coming from their kitchen.
All right, Paul. Always great to be with you. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you much. As we continue in focus at 12:30 on WJR.